Do you ever wonder how a city the size of Phoenix gets all the water it needs? I mean, it gets, what, 8 inches of rain per year? That's definitely not enough. Well, maybe I can help explain where that extra water comes from. My name's Dewey the Water Droplet, and I've just made a long trip from the mountains of northern Arizona all the way down to this canal on my way to someone's water bottle, or pool, or shower, or maybe their lawn. Heck, I may even end up on a farm. You see, since the valley doesn't get all the water it needs from rain, people here have to rely on water brought in from somewhere else in the state. I'm a pretty typical example of how that process works. I started as a snowflake way up north on a mountaintop last winter. I stayed up there until late last spring when the temperature started to rise and I melted. Then I started a terrific journey down a stream and into the Salt River. Once I was in the Salt, I knew I had hit the big time. Pretty soon, I got stopped behind a giant wall called Theodore Roosevelt Dam. While there, I learned that the dam helped the Phoenix area become what it is today. When it opened in 1911, it provided flood control and reliable water delivery for valley residents and farmers. This made living and doing business in this hot, dry area much easier. As it turned out, this dam was just the first of many walls I'd get stopped behind. Kind of like a giant set of roadblocks, I guess. My friends who ended up traveling the Verde River had the same experience. They just went through a different set of dams. Later, I learned that by passing through that string of dams, we helped to make electricity that will run lights and air conditioners here in the valley. So, after making it through those dams, I moved into a big canal, kind of like a man-made river. That canal was the start of a 131-mile system of canals that takes water all over the valley. Pretty impressive, really. So, here I am now, sitting in the crosscut canal, waiting to see where I'll end up being used. Wherever I end up, I hope I'm used wisely. That's a long trip to make just to be wasted.